seen on TV, it's on the radio. You can listen every day while you're eating Fruit Loops, or in the bathroom while you make your morning poop. Dump, that is, fertilizer, solid waste. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Reverend Grace and Debonair from one man. No. And then he had to nerve to twiddle his left toe, but through his knee got the feeling of his head, y'all.
News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Republican-led Texas House committee recommends GOP State Attorney General Ken Paxton be impeached. Paxton's accused of breaking several laws and of abusing his authority to help a political donor. The AG claims it's based on hearsay and gossip. Now that he has declared his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination, cash has been pouring in to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' campaign war chest. His campaign reports collecting $8.2 million in the 24 hours following the announcement. The holiday weekend is upon us, and there's no deal yet on raising the government's debt limit, although House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says they're still trying. A nice boost for the economy of Southeast Georgia. Automaker Hyundai and LG Energy Solutions teaming up to build a $4.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant near Savannah. Dow futures down 59 points. SRN News.
Progressive presents... 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Memorial Day.
I wrote that and Mike Love recorded it for me while they were in town.
B-S.
I haven't set that thing off in a long time.
It has been a while. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. That's because I've been mostly telling the truth. Usually it's something I say about myself that triggers the darn thing. But we are officially launching the weekend, which I think began several days ago for a lot of folks. And I think you're going to be very happy with what you're about to hear next.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I just tweeted this, and I mean it with every word and every good thing in my heart. It's pleasantly cool out there this morning, and in a few weeks, we'll daydream about a morning like this. At 6 a.m., it's 61 in Montgomery at MGM, 59 at Maxwell Air Force Base, 58 in Prattville, 57 in Selma and Greenville. Great day ahead. Yes, indeed. In fact, look for plenty of sunshine. We got up to 83 yesterday. I think we'll be around 83 today. Very comfortable. Mainly clear, cool tonight. Overnight low 58. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunny and nice with a high in the lower 80s both days. You could argue a minute rain chance on Sunday, but I'm ignoring it right now. Mid-50s on Saturday night, by the way. Memorial Day Monday, high 84. Great grill-out weather. Sunshine, low humidity, and the beach forecast couldn't be better. If I tried to write a better script, it couldn't be better than this. Gulf water temperature now is at 79 and moderate rip current risk. Right now this morning, I mentioned 61 at MGM at 612.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Good morning, everyone!
Welcome to the show.
The weekend is here!
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
There is still much to be done.
Don't forget Memorial Day, okay?
Memorial Day's this weekend.
It is Memorial Day weekend, which means summer
is... Summer is just around the corner.
Take a long weekend.
A three-day weekend.
Memorial Day is a three-day weekend.
Let's not forget.
Let's not forget.
The people who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
It's showtime.
At 6:14, we're rocking, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm proud to say that it was a week ago, I got my car back from Montgomery Paint and Body, and it looked good as new, maybe better, and guess what? It still does.
It's amazing what they can do out there. You know, there were 15 accidents reported yesterday afternoon?
Wow.
Yeah.
I had maybe the best guest afternoon I've ever had because we had Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories on.
3:30.
And he was on fire yesterday. I mean, he was just great. And then at 4:10, we had Wayne Allen Root, who is, he's been on Fox News all over the place as a conservative commentator. And he's high energy and very opinionated and doesn't pull any punches. So between the two of them over an hour, when I was done, I told Rosie, like, I'm exhausted, mentally and physically exhausted. But Mark I just love the guy. And he dug deep on the whole Los Angeles Dodger insanity with this transgender nun group.
We haven't seen the end of that yet as far as the repercussions.
Right? No, he went inside. He knows. That's what this guy, he's been an investigative reporter for years.
What did he say is going to happen?
Well, he does believe that they will suffer attendance-wise, especially on that night they've got planned.
Yeah.
But he went into detail on the behind the scenes and the hell that was raised when the transgender nun group was disinvited. And they just caved. They just caved, and he said this is insane given that about 75% of their attendance base is Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I'm not making any specific predictions, but I think it's going to hurt them. They have the highest average attendance in baseball, just ahead of your Atlanta Braves, at about 39,000. But the Braves, he told me that the Dodger organization on the business operations side had a lot of gay activists working for the team. So they're the ones that planned this, and the people on the baseball side, they don't want to get involved with any of this. They just want to win games. That's their job. You know? So one hand didn't know what the other was washing. That sounds obscene, but it kind of describes the situation. So Mark, if I could have him on every day for 20 minutes, I would be thrilled, because there's just nothing we can get into where he hasn't had expertise, experience, opinion, he's just great. This all started when I was talking about my car.
Yeah, we were just talking about Montgomery Paint and Body.
Now, I always do my best to hold the look of a vehicle when I get it back from them, but this time, I'm really being careful. I'm going down to New Orleans on Father's Day to see Goose,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to have to go crawling over to Donnie Turner and say, I dumped my chocolate pot on the floor. You got anything over there to clean? And I had some cosmetic work that needed doing, so it was done. And like anything else they take on, big or small, and mine would certainly fall into the small category, the ultimate outcome is equal. They're good as new, maybe better.
They recently took care of Jay, too.
Yeah. And again, he was thrilled.
Yeah.
He's had his car a long time. He had no idea how good it used to look until he got it back from them.
Right.
27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. We'll talk Memorial Weekend plans on TV in about 8 shopping minutes right now at 617 1819 News.
1819 News.
A federal grant has been awarded to the Craig Field Airport and Industrial Authority in Selma in order to proceed with a remote air traffic control academy. Alabama Congresswoman Terry Sewell announced this week that $2.4 million is being awarded from the Department of Commerce for this project. Two buildings at Craig Field will be renovated into classrooms and a 76-room dormitory. The academy is expected to bring 119 new jobs to the area. Sewell says the news of the grant, along with matching local funds and private investors, is all wonderful news. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Two Birmingham police officers are hospitalized after a crash on Interstate 2059 on Thursday. The officers were blocking traffic when another vehicle crashed through the barricade, hitting the men. Both men are expected to survive. And a manufacturing plant will be expanding in the city of Oxford. Kronospan will be investing in a 469-acre site to introduce a new product, their oriented strand board. This week, the Oxford City Council approved a tax abatement for the new project. The $350 million investment by Kronospan will bring about 125 new jobs, bringing the total employed by that company to 600. Groundbreaking for construction of this new project should happen later this year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hey, River Region. This is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
He's a tool.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We are the local affiliate for Amazon's Jeff Bezos, who apparently is taking great glee at the awkward launch for the DeSantis campaign on Twitter. Here's his bi-weekly commentary.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. Did you see what happened on Elon Musk's Twitter this week? Someone was announcing something, and Lonnie's Twitter had glitches. I mean, I'm okay with it. I've always said, I love my Twitter, but where's my glitches? Oh, there they are. Nice work, Lonnie. You got glitches in the Twitter space getting it on? Oh, but people couldn't see the important announcement, could they? They were like, move, glitch, get out the way. I'm sure old Elon will find a way to keep his glitches in line. I mean, you need to get rid of him, Lonnie. You're going to have to cut a glitch. But don't worry about me. I'm still sitting pretty over here in Amazon land, getting married, making it rain. We the best billionaire! Later, Gliotches!
He's apparently tuned in.
And my cousin Eddie says, better let him finish. Because up next, I have hard news brought to you by Penny and Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
I think it's worth mentioning, friends, since it's been a big topic on this show the last couple of days. That's Target. And their corporate value has dropped $9 billion in a week. When are they going to learn?
I don't know, but I think we've been saying it's probably going to be permanent.
Yeah. Because this is not marginal kind of things where, you know, you'd have to be an adult to know. When you're selling little kids shirts with queer down the front, or super queer shirts. Can you see me on the bike going through Arrowhead wearing one of those?
No.
No, you can't either. And then putting it right in the front of the store. Well, our local Target was one of the Targets that was told to move it to the back, whole display.
Is that right?
Into a smaller area. But it may be too late because I showed you yesterday the pictures of Disney.
It was looked like a ghost town on the main street there.
You want Little Mermaid comes out this weekend. I think I'm going to predict a soft box office for that. Even though parents want to take their kids to movies that are kid friendly, I think Disney's in for a real rough time. And we already know about Bud. I think this is the week they will cross minus 30% in sales year to year.
On a big weekend for beer.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to get killed this weekend. This is, you know, one of their biggest, and there are still mountains of it available.
But there's a lot of people that will be inviting folks over, and they don't want them to see Bud Light in the cooler.
No. What are you, supporting what they're doing over there with Dylan Mulvaney and blah, 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 blah? Why take the chance? Penny Earn Concrete Technologies is the I mean, I don't know if there's such a term as a master concreter, but if there is, there is. Here in the River Region, there's a lot of people that claim concrete expertise. When you invest in concrete, you've got to know that the people that are doing the job are using top-notch materials, top-notch planning, testing the soil, reinforcing the concrete properly before the job is finished, and not taking any shortcuts. Tom Latham is the kind of person, once you get to know Tom, he just won't do it. He will not consider shortcuts. He'd rather not do the job. He's like an artist when they put the Penny Earn Concrete Technology sign out in front of a newly poured driveway, patio, whatever it is. He wants that owner to know that's going to be that way for a long, long time. So concrete's a great investment to the value of your home, and it should grow in value. It should be worth twice what you pay for down the line, assuming that real estate values go up. So, but if you're going to do it with people that take every step to ensure excellence. That's Tom and Penny Earn, 284-9292. 284-9292 for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. All right, Keeping Trashy coming up. The Little Mermaid. It'll be interesting to see how that does this weekend. Because Disney is
What else is starting this weekend? This is usually a traditional, huge, huge weekend for movies. Anything else?
I think that
you'll probably
is,
do it in the cheap.
The others are just not big names.
Okay, I got gotcha.
Keeping Trashy coming up. Look at the mess I've made here.
Boy, traffic was heavy yesterday afternoon. I'll tell you what. People were getting out of town early.
Yeah. That's everybody thinks they're going to beat everybody else out smart and leaving Thursday.
Right.
Now you got to leave Wednesday.
Yep, that's
true. To beat
the
rush. And we should tell them they're featured in this upcoming magazine column.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We finally took the News Talk Breakfast Special to the pages of Boom Magazine. And Rich is featured prominently.
Yeah, I like the way you bill me. Kind of meteorologist got last billing.
Yes, it did. Legendary food
sidekick,
photographer.
Sidekick, food photographer.
Yes.
Meteorologist.
Everybody knows that.
Hey, I love the pictures that make the script come alive.
You took
really,
those.
Yeah, you really took. I mean,
you're not going to send me a bill for those, are you?
No, I'm not. I am not.
All right, are we ready? Is our TV thing? 10 seconds. We are hot.
Over 5 seconds out. And no Jay. He's doing other stuff.
He's busy.
A new poll finds that most of us have big plans for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that poll says that 75% of Americans plan to celebrate in one way or another. And at the top of the list, of course, the all-American backyard barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
By the way, Savannah, you do a great job every week, and including this week, on talking about what to do this weekend. You know, there's a lot going on. Yeah, I really look forward to that.
She I don't know what's happening, and she does not have anything to do this weekend.
She doesn't have plans for the weekend.
I just want to relax this weekend.
See, she's making a point. She's learning early that we have fun jobs. We're not trying to get away from anything. You know, it's like, I don't even know what to do with a day off on Monday. Yeah. Because this is not, I love doing this. So I think she's got a good point.
Still
get some
wake
rest.
Up at 1 o'clock, cook rich breakfast.
Oh, yeah, my grill was already going this morning for the Polish sausage, but.
You guys are featured in the Boom article.
My next magazine column is all about the New Stock Breakfast Specials, and you guys are in there.
You're
it's
prominent.
It's called Five Rubens to Go, and it comes out a week from today.
Yeah.
So I will. We have to read that one.
Oh, yeah.
I will send that to you.
We'll make sure you get some copies of that.
I think I have that magazine in my dentist office. Mm-hmm. I'll be going next week so I can read that.
So, I am.
Sure. Yeah, you will.
For me, guys,
do you get a grill out?
Usually at least two beach trips in by this time.
Yeah.
But it was cool late this year, so yeah. I haven't been to the beach at all, so I'm excited about getting in the sand this week.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. You headed to Alabama Beach?
Not really at the pool.
Alabama Beach is for sure.
Yeah.
Golf White shores. Sugar sand.
Yeah. Orange Beach, something like that.
Who's grilling out this weekend? Any of us? Okay, so Greg,
I'll be grilling out at one point.
Yeah,
I'm also baking.
Thing to do this weekend.
I am baking this weekend. I make key lime pies to raise money for the Pravitatauga Humane Society, and you can buy those at Mama's Produce up on Memorial Drive.
I bet there will be brisk sales at the stores today for alcoholic beverages, perhaps. Maybe beer. You know, I don't know. See, wine?
It says on this list 30% of folks will buy hard liquor.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think of Memorial Day weekend as a hard liquor weekend.
Right.
So please get help.
It's more of a beer weekend, right?
Hard liquor is for regular weekends.
Chill.
Yeah.
While we are on the subject too, we want to remind everyone to make sure that they're safe and not driving a car. Motorcycle, ATV, anything like that under the influence. So everybody just stay safe this weekend.
I'll say this, don't become a news story.
The lakes have been dangerous territory over the last few years, especially on these big weekends.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the patrols will be out, right?
Yeah, there's something I remember, there was a tragedy a number of years ago. I think it was on Lake Martin. There's some diving place there where people got careless.
It's been all too common lately, so definitely. If you think it's okay.
What you're talking about is Chimney Rock, Greg.
Yep,
that's it. Yes,
where a lot of people go there to jump off of the rock. A lot of people have been injured really bad.
Yeah, it's.
And another thing over the Memorial Day weekend is some good appliance sales.
A lot of sales. Not just on
Lowe's,
food,
Home Depot, Major Appliance in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Savannah, you're supposed to do sales with Savannah. Get on this.
Sales with Savannah. And makeup. I don't know about appliances.
Savannah, did you say there's a music festival this weekend at Riverwalk at the amphitheater, right?
Yes, there's the Red Bluff Music and Arts Festival.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be on Saturday.
That's at Red Bluff, the bar down there, right?
Near the amphitheater.
And there's outpouring at the Riverwalk Amphitheater. That's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be a big event.
That's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gotta.
That'd be nice.
May I offer a proposition to Savannah? If you'd like, we'd love to invite you to call in on our show from time to time and tell us what's happening.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you join us? That. I would love to have that happen.
Y'all need a weatherman?
Hey.
With all his vacation time, yes.
Riley.
And I want Jerome just to come out and teach me how to be cool. That's what I need.
I loved Jay's participation today. Jay's
you are participation trophy. Yes, you're already there, my man.
Now, think about this. On the last thing on this list, they're tracking the sales of pool floats and pool noodles. Who's the poor soul that's got to track the percentage?
Exactly.
Of pool noodles.
By the way,
the noodle is going to catch some catfish.
There'll be a lot of people in the pool, but my pool water temperature is 73, and that is still.
And remember, Rich, don't poop in it.
73 is still a little chilly,
They've been doing some chemical treatment on my. I think if I watch it into my pool, I might come out without my flesh because there's so many chemicals in it right now. But
yeah, you know that water is just right when you jump in and it burns when you come out.
Good one.
Man. Oh man, you tore Greg up now.
Because man, pool water's just been getting the worst of it this weekend. Really.
Yes.
Okay. It is what it is.
Take it easy on the roads because the roads were crazy yesterday. People were leaving town early yesterday. So take it easy on the roads.
Friday.
I love this town when everybody's gone. I got to tell you.
Friday is the travel day, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. We are out of time. I hope you all have a great Memorial Day weekend and a great Friday.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys, too.
See you.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That'd be fun to have, Savannah.
Let's go out and get a check on the roads. Here's Jerry.
Once a week to...
She does a great job on that feature. And by the way, she has a... On that particular feature, she has a really bubbly personality.
She does.
Yeah.
It is 6:34. Up next, we have the timeline for the 26th of May. This month is starting to seem long. Because even after the weekend, we still have two more days of it.
Spoiler alert, we're going to have some hot fun here in a little while.
We will find out more about that coming up. And later this hour, the cheap and trashy. Right now, our first look at the roads. Listen.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're still light to moderate as far as traffic flow all over the area, but we are seeing a lot more cars. It looks like it's going to be a very busy morning. East South Boulevard getting busy. A lot of incoming traffic on Highway 80, Highway 331 out of Crenshaw County, and 231 out of Wetumpka beginning to build just a little bit. I-65 and 85 already light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family-owned, family-driven.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
What are you drinking, Mike?
Oh, sorry. Chappie's Deli sweet tea. I love this stuff.
It's so southern and so good.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. It's Memorial Day weekend, and 46% of Americans plan to buy alcohol for Memorial Day. The other 54% taking advantage of those huge mattress sales. Starbucks is switching from ice cubes to pellets. Also, the homeless guy passed out in their bathroom switched from crackhead to tweaker. A volcano near Mexico City could erupt at any moment. It's like a volcanic eruption in the U.S., but in Mexico, it spews candy. LeBron James may retire. If he does, what a career. 38,652 points, four NBA titles, and one terrible remake of Space Jam. This is not headline news.
At 6:38 with the timeline for May 26th, may I welcome our host, Rich Thomas.
146 days into the year, 219 days are left. National Sorry Day. You have sorry.
Oh, I absolutely do. From
sorry.
Sorry.
Or if you prefer the circumcised version of that, sorry.
It's National Chardonnay Day. Yeah, I guess some people will be drinking wine this weekend. National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. That sounds delicious. National Cherry Dessert Day. I think I told you I have a problem with cherry because I had a certain medicine I had to take when I was a little boy that was cherry. National Paper Airplane Day. You know, if you asked me to make a paper airplane, I have forgotten how to do it. Can you do it?
I was okay with that, but my dad, being a pilot, he could design something that was truly airworthy, and this would fly 40 or 50 feet.
Like an Airbus kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, straight.
Wow. And it's World Redhead Day.
Well, we love redheads. I mean, I married one.
That's right. On this date in 1868, terrible President Andrew Johnson was the first to be impeached. Actually, he beat the rap when the Senate came one vote short of kicking him out of office. 1896, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, co-founded by Charles Dow, first appeared in the Wall Street Journal. It was 1896. The Dow was down 81 yesterday, I think. No, I think it was down maybe more than that. I don't know. 1897, Dracula goes on sale in London. 78, the first legal casino in the eastern U.S. opened in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It was Resorts Atlantic City, which still stands today. Actually, Atlantic City business is down.
Well, you know, you can add all the casinos you want, but if the place doesn't feel safe, that ain't good for business.
That's true. Night, yeah, under the boardwalk. Think about Atlantic City. 1907, John Wayne is born. His real name? Marion Michael Morrison. His family moved to Glendale, California when he was six. 1927, the last day of Model T production at Ford. The 15th million Model T rolled off the line on this date. 1937, San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge opens. I don't know what the jumper death toll is, but it's rumored to be...
it's in the hundreds.
Yeah, I think perhaps even higher than that. Oh! Oh! This is the date in 1940. You and I are big fans of World War II stuff. The Dunkirk.
Yeah.
The British Expeditionary Force was evacuated from Dunkirk on this date in France. The code was Operation Dynamo. Remember that?
Yeah, they got it off a fan.
Yeah, right.
And isn't the 28th the anniversary of the Darkest Hour speech that Churchill made?
Yeah, that all happened in the month of May.
Yeah.
And within a couple of weeks, that whole movie took place. 338,000 troops were evacuated. That's amazing. On this date in 66, Beatles recorded Yellow Submarine at Abbey Road Studios in London. 73, Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group peaks at number one. Now, our song of the day. How about we start the season a little early with our Songs of Summer classics? Sounds good. Another big one for the summer of 69, riding high on the charts. Also played at Woodstock. How about some hot fun in the summertime? Sly and the Family Stone here.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. High, 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 high day. Well, summer days, oh, summer days.
This is a horns in there too. I love it. A little Sly and the Family Stone to get you started here. And of course, we'll be deep into the Songs of Summer series next week over many of these stations. On this date 30 years ago, 1993, Cleveland's Carlos Martinez hit a fly ball that bounced off the outfielder Jose Canseco's head and over the right field wall for a home run. That is weird. Did you hear that three birds this week were killed?
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Weird stuff. Weird, wild stuff.
Wild stuff.
1994, Bob Barker admitted that he was caressing the breast of Price is Right's model, Diane Parkinson, but he denied the charge that he sexually harassed her.
Well, I mean, isn't petting somebody's boob kind of
that's pretty much sexual harassment, right? In 1994, Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley got married. Shockingly, they decided to get divorced 20 months later.
Yeah. I know I was floored when I heard that news.
I was sure it was going to work. 98, the Supreme Court ruled that Ellis Island, the historic gateway for millions of immigrants, is not located in New York. It's in New Jersey. 2004, Terry Nichols found guilty of 161 counts of murder for his part in the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. That it was in Oklahoma City. Eddie Albert died on this day in 2005.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he was 99.
Yep.
Green Acres star. Oh, speaking of important deaths on this date, 2019, the pride of Montgomery, Alabama, Bart Starr, Pro Football Hall of Famer, died of at the age of 85. He was with the Green Bay Packers, of course. Birthdays, Brandy Cyrus, Miley's less famous older sister, is 36. Matt Stone, brilliant co-writer of co-creator of South Park, is 52. Lenny Kravitz is 59. Bobcat Goldthwait.
Ugh, one of the worst radio guests I've ever had.
It's 61. And listen to this. It says rated the best comedian of all time by Comedy Central. No way. No way, Jose.
Bob Goldthwait? I don't think so.
Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice fame.
Tubbs.
Is 74. You don't hear anything about him anymore.
No.
Nothing at all.
Although, 74, he's probably Tubbsier.
How old would Hank Williams Jr. be? Of course, a famous Alabamian. Do you want to take a guess?
78?
74 today. And Stevie Nicks, you probably know her age, right? She's
75.
Good. And one more, Brent Musburger. You went to, oh my gosh.
He's from Chicago.
He's getting old. On CBS.
He's in his 80s.
Yeah. You wanted to pick a number?
85.
84. Very close. 23 days till Father's Day, 38 days till Independence Day. SEC football is now 100 days away, and Christmas 213 days. That's your timeline.
Your host, Rich Thomas. This is the 3-Minute Warning with
Rich Thomas. Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
This is the 45th time I've covered the Memorial Day weekend forecast for you since I've been here, and it rarely gets better than this. This is nearly perfect. Sunshine comfortable today with a high around 83. Mainly clear, cool tonight, low 58. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunny and nice with a high in the lower 80s both days. Mid-50s on Saturday night. Wow. Memorial Day Monday, 84. Great grill-out weather. Sunshine, low humidity. And the beach forecast just about pristine. Through Monday for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City with highs in the lower 80s, 60s at night. Gulf water temperatures 79. Right now this morning, it's 61 at 647.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia rain or shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
You guys in the back.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
We sent out for Starbucks. They're all wired up.
They sound happier today.
By the way, at 7:30, we have a significant number coming out economically, and Brant McDonald will call us around 8:30 to tell us, you know, get under the, dig a little bit deeper on it. What does it really mean before you hear all the media spin? And he's a guy that we urge you to, look, with what you're hearing, with budget, government default, all this stuff, interest rates, sit down with him at Invista Advisors and talk about your financial future and how they can help you protect. That's number one right now. Protect your money and grow it. 387-0094, 387-0094 for Brant McDonald and the Brain Trust at Invista Advisors.
There is eggnog in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Only it is not liquid. It is,
is it okay?
It's great. It's just like ice cream.
Yeah, I'm glad I found it because as good as that eggnog is, you can't freeze it longer than 6 months. I found that out the hard way because I had hid one in my refrigerator, mm-hmm. pulled it out around the middle of August, and I had to dump the whole thing.
So it's got a six-month shelf life.
All right, the 30-second shelf life for your SRN News replay. A look at the roads and then back with today's Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Yay, fun!
A Republican-led Texas House committee recommends GOP State Attorney General Ken Paxton be impeached. Paxton's accused of breaking several laws and of abusing his authority to help a political donor. The AG claims it's based on hearsay and gossip. Now that he has declared his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination, cash has been pouring in to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' campaign war chest. His campaign reports collecting $8.2 million in the 24 hours following the announcement. The holiday weekend is upon us, and there's no deal yet on raising the government's debt limit, although House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says they're still trying. A nice boost for the economy of Southeast Georgia. Automaker Hyundai and LG Energy Solutions teaming up to build a $4.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant near Savannah. Dow futures down 59 points. SRN News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Still looking really good all over Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic already around the boulevard, and I-65 and 85 are very busy through the interchange. No real problems anywhere. We are expecting a lot of traffic on the roads, especially this afternoon. Keep that in mind for the commute home. Going to be a lot of folks out there on the roadways. Larry Live Oak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. I'm Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia rain or shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Hey, River Region, this is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A new study shows that early risers are more religious. Here is the morning ritual from a man of faith.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's too early. Oh, God. Oh, Lord have mercy. Holy sweet mother, I gotta go to work. Oh, God, I need a job that lets me sleep. Lord almighty, holy shit.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
So, do you hear the news that Alabama eliminated Auburn in the Southeastern Conference baseball?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, but that's not the story. An ESPN and SEC network announcer had a little slip of the tongue while announcing a game here in Alabama. His name is Tom Hart.
Oh, no.
And he was trying to say, turn the clock back.
Uh-oh. You can't turn the black guy. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
He said the black.
And at the time, there was a black player at the plate, which made it even more.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Embarrassing.
That's so much easier slipping the tongue than the, was it Cincinnati's announcer?
Oh, when he used the word that rhymes with maggot?
No, he used a hard R when he was talking about the Negro League.
Oh.
The most recent one
was Oakland. They fired that guy, Quite Kuiper.
Or was it, I don't know, they were in the middle of talking about it, and he wanted to say he was going to get down to the Negro League Museum. He just didn't say
Negro.
No, yeah, he said, yeah. He put the hard
no,
on.
Oh, no. But Tom
went right by it.
Was it Tom Brenneman in Cincinnati who had the...
That was a legacy family team for Cincinnati.
His daddy was their broadcaster, and
for years.
Yeah, wow.
And he was good.
He's out.
But he's
out next day. I mean, that was it.
And that's it. Nobody will hire him, and that's really sad. The Little Mermaid is the opening. I think we should have a little contest here.
What is it?
And that's when you have a competition that decides a winner and a loser, but that's not important.
We did that in texting yesterday, didn't we?
Yes. on the box office for this thing. And the reason I'm interested is, in case you hadn't seen the post, Disney World is empty.
Yeah. Yeah, that picture was pretty amazing.
They are not faring well in public opinion right now. So, while I know what it's like to be the parent of a little one, you want to take your kid to every family-friendly thing out there.
Yeah, of course.
Disney's reputation has taken a big hit. So, The Little Mermaid opens this weekend. Under normal circumstances, I would say that's an easy $100 million open. But I am going to shock you and say $48 million.
Is that right?
I was going to say 50.
Yeah. That's shocking. Right, it is shocking.
50, and what do you want to go with, Rich?
I'm just going to defer to you guys. You guys are all in the same neighborhood. Let's stay in that neighborhood.
All right, so above or below 50.
I would say near 50.
The reason, now that's still a good chunk of change. That will not come anywhere close to covering the production cost of the movie. And that's a movie that normally would open to, I think, $100 or more million, especially given the longevity.